Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We've been following him for a long time, and we followed his path for those 3 days, and they were not good stops. We didn't like where he was stopping. They were not good stops. We saved a lot of lives.
That was the president talking about Soleimani, and now there's been reaction to that. In the meantime, a Ukrainian passenger jet has crashed, 180 people on board in Iran. Hey, everybody, Kate, just another day that's not typical in 2020. So let's start first with the plane crash before we jump back on the Trumpster and what's going on in reaction to these missiles that were lobbed at bases where, by the way, lots of Americans were. Well, the Ukrainian passenger jet where it crashed, not far from where the missiles, by the way, also went off, but it just went down after takeoff. They think technical difficulties is what they're saying at this point. That plane was headed to the Ukrainian capital, and sadly, it's debris and fire and a nightmare in trying to sort it all out. It doesn't look like people survive this at this point, this Boeing 737. Immediately, you start thinking about other crashes and then the timing of it and where it happened. And as I mentioned, eerily close to where the missiles were launched that went into the bases where there were Americans. So Iran is firing back, not just with rhetoric, but with weaponry. A dozen missiles aimed at U.S. troops and coalition forces at two bases in Iraq. This is in retaliation for U.S. drone strike that killed one of Iran's most powerful officials, General Soleimani, who I mentioned. This is a major, major escalation. The tension is so thick, you could cut it with a fake knife. It's been boiling over for months, and we know that. So both the president and Iran officials there anyway, threatening for more actions if either side attacks. The president tweeted out this, "All is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damage is taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. I will be making a statement tomorrow morning." Guaranteed that statement is that we will react when we're pushed. It looks like there was all kinds of damage at this base, one of the two that was hit, the Ayn Assad base. There was a warning of incoming missiles, so they were able to scramble for cover. Thank goodness they've been practicing drills, and it worked, the early warning system. What kind of a conflict could we have with Iran? Clearly, the missiles were launched from there and targeted at two bases hosting U.S. military. Wow. I mean, damage, luckily, lots of people taking cover. But now the president knows it's his move. On the Hill, they're saying, wait a second, it's our move, by the way. It's our move. If this is an act of war, we have to take the lead and run with this and do it the right way. Mark Esper, the defense secretary, isn't worried about protocol so much, meaning you step politely in front of me and I step in the other direction. He's saying There was exquisite intelligence that Soleimani was coordinating imminent attacks on U.S. troops in the Middle East. The word exquisite intelligence means we knew that some really serious crap was going to go down and we were in the middle of it. Esper even said it looked like it was a matter of days, not weeks, from being launched. So it was the right move. No way can we leave our troops exposed like that. President Macron from France telephoned his Iranian counterpart on Tuesday, President Rouhani, and urged him to refrain from any measures likely to exacerbate the ongoing escalation of tensions. The big word we're going to constantly hear is escalation, escalation, escalation. What we don't want to hear about is a cyber, major cyber breach. What we don't want to hear about is our troops being hit and killed. But if what has happened here has become untenable, then there's nothing to do but go forward in the quicksand of the Middle East. But for so many, these, as the president himself called it once upon a time, forever wars, what's the end game? Somebody told me once, no matter what it is in life, start with the end in mind. What is the end game here? What's being forced? Or is it more saber rattling? I think this gets worse. So pay attention to votes. Pay attention to what's being said. Because as I look at it from a 180-degree turn, and Iran threatening a third wave of strikes on Dubai, by the way, if the U.S. hits back after what just happened, that may be the tactic. You hit us, we're going to hit one of your foes. You hit us, we're going to hit one of your allies, rather. Foes, they'd say, go ahead. Or maybe they wouldn't say go ahead, but under their breath they would say it, right? Yeah. And do you think this crowd is crazed over what's gone on? There was a stampede at the funeral for the Iranian general. 56 people were killed because they were trampled. Thousands were at the procession. They were just stampeded down like they were at a concert. 1 million people, they say, in the Iranian capital, crowding the thoroughfares, jamming the side streets. That's when a crowd gets dangerous. Soleimani's death by a drone on Friday sparked a lot of conversation and calls. Wow. Much different than the way I thought this would all end in that region. But I think so smart to retaliate and get Soleimani out. I don't think the president, and he won't, would regret that for a second. But now it's a question of where do we go from here? I know where I'm going. I'll meet you on the other side as we continue that conversation.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The architects of terror should know that we will not tolerate attacks against America's people and interests, and will exercise our right to self-defense should that become necessary once again.
It's the right decision. We got it right. The Department of Defense did excellent work, and the president had a entirely legal, appropriate, and a basis, as well as a decision that fit perfectly within our strategy and how to counter the threat of malign activity from Iran more broadly.
Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense, so Pompeo Esper, you heard the reaction to the situation in Iran. We are waiting with bated breath to see what happens, because you may have people who are in the military and are overseas in one of these bases or are invested in what's going on in the Middle East and deployed and in the middle of it and all of that. And I know there are some of you who fit that bill, as you have sent me. I've got two anonymous texts, and then I got an email today from somebody. When I say anonymous, somebody forwarded something to me that somebody wanted me to hear, where they had family in the region. And there are many people that are worried over what's gone on in the last 4 or 5 days. And there's no way to prognosticate this, only to be armed with as many facts as possible. And we do know that one of the things that has more than happened is the tension is off the charts. I think it was right to take Soleimani out. He killed so many people, even his own people. The targeting of tankers, the targeting of people, too much has happened. I think the U.S. reinforcing positions in the area and even repositioning some forces is the least we can expect I think there'll be much more than that. As a result, we don't want to be vulnerable to a cyber attack. And for me, that's what I fear. And for you, that's what I fear really the most. They could retaliate with something that would be crippling. We are vulnerable. Very, very vulnerable in that area. So the Trump administration has given the Iranian regime, as we know this, an outside target to pull attention away from the country's internal problems. Rather, follow the money, follow the bouncing ball. The decision will not be easy. But Soleimani, with the killing that he was doing, was not going to stop anytime soon. So now Iran is looking at Iraqi bases that are housing U.S. troops, period. That's the retaliation strategy, is what it looks like to me, including in Dubai. Ultimately, if there is a war discussion, and even Senator Paul is saying we have to have that war discussion, one thing it will do is shelve what's happening with immigration, because the focus has to be here. We're seeing that the stock market got rocked a little bit, dropped more than 400 points amid the attack conversation. Oil prices shot up. So what do? Where do we go? A second wave of attacks? I mean, how much more do they need to do? And what do we do now as a result of whatever happens moving forward? All right, speaking of moving forward, the people in Australia, I'd be remiss not to get you up to date on this while we watch with the down plane, the Ukrainian plane, 180 people on board of that. Doesn't look like they're survivors. We also watch what's happening in Australia. Here's the actor Chris Hemsworth about donations and the wildfires.
Hey there guys, as you're well aware, the bushfires in Australia have caused massive devastation. They continue to burn, there's warmer weather on its way, we're really still in the thick of it here, as there's plenty of challenging times ahead and still to come. So what we need is your support and your donations. I'm going to put forward $1 million, and I was hoping that all of you could contribute in any way, shape or form. Every dollar counts. That money goes directly to the firefighters, the people on the front lines, the people who have suffered, the communities that have taken a hit, and who are in desperate need of our support. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who's sent all their well wishes and donations already. It's greatly appreciated here in Australia. But dig deep, lots of love, and we'll keep pushing forward. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Sadly, the animals are just dying of dehydration or being killed in these fires. People and their homes, of course, it's human life that would have to come first. It's very sad. There are 136 fires that are happening across the region, across Australia, all over the country. They're trying to contain large fires with heavy plant and aviation assets. That is where the focus is. The Commonwealth of Australia in a horrible fight. And the fact that something I mentioned before, 24 people have been accused of deliberately setting the brush fires. Not something you want to hear. But a lot of people are donating. Kylie Jenner donated $1 million to the wildfire. They wish it was flowers of fire relief effort. And lots of famous Australians are coming forward. They even say there's 10,000 thirsty camels that are going to be shot and killed because they have no water for them. It's almost like you don't want to hear the news. It's so awful. it's so awful to see what's going on and just how big the fires actually are. I mean, 24 people have been killed so far. 1,000 homes have been destroyed. 32,000 square miles of an area of land, a little bit smaller than India, have burned since the fire started. Terrible. Think of 32,000 square miles. And think of how big that is. So the numbers are not exaggerated. I looked at the map again, and the numbers are really, really accurate. I really feel for the fire crew over there. Wow. And what can the people do? They can just flee as it gets closer to where they are. By the way, this may be one of the craziest fallouts of Iran-U.S. attention. The hashtag World War III that I've seen. Iranian parliament approved a bill designating the entire U.S. military and Pentagon terrorist organization after the killing of General Soleimani. They also allocated $220 million to the Islamic Republic's Revolutionary Guard Corps to take revenge for Soleimani's death in a drone strike ordered by the president, President Trump. So the threat looks like it's going to spill over, but what kind of a military conflict, if there was one, would it be? What would that look like? Wow. It is a mind bender to think about this. I keep coming back to the troops, to the people scrambling to try to get out, and they can't. I keep coming back to cybersecurity issues and how big they are. People killed at a funeral procession. Soleimani's. People sheltering in place for fear that they'll be caught. 1 million people in the state capital. Think of how they feel about Soleimani. Stay with us. Going to introduce you to some very interesting people coming up next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is taking credit for a rocket attack on an airbase in Iraq that houses U.S. forces. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims it launched a number of ballistic and unguided missiles at an airbase in western Iraq. There's no word on any casualties at the base. Republican Congressman John Kennedy of Louisiana reacts to the news.
I'm not surprised, number one. This is the 12th time in the last 60 days that either Iraq or Iraqi proxies have fired at American military in Iraq.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Trump is monitoring the situation as well from the White House. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 120 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Well, I had a great conversation with this woman off the air, and I'm really so excited to introduce you to this audience, for you to meet her. She's in our virtual green room in our author's corner. Colleen Curzon Openshaw joins us. She's written a book called God Shall Wipe Away All Tears, A Mother's Journal of Caregiving, Tragedy, and Hope. And oh, what a story she has to tell, and one that can help so, so many of you. I'm going to say it right at the front so you know. You can go to Amazon and you can easily pick it up there. Colleen, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Let's just hit it right at the top. Tell us your story and what prompted you to write the book.
My story, very briefly, I was born and raised in Salt Lake City. My parents were wonderful, and I grew up in a very religious Christian home. I have six siblings. I am the oldest. And I had a great upbringing in childhood. I attended Brigham Young University, and I met my husband on a mission that we were both at, and everything was wonderful. We got married, and we had our first baby boy, and he was delightful and healthy, and we really enjoyed him. At 6 months old, he became lethargic and breathing hard, and he eventually was put in the hospital with pneumonia. Then he was sent to a university hospital because they couldn't figure it out. And then we were told that he had a rare kind of pneumonia, which only AIDS patients get, which is called pneumocystis pneumonia, and he was on a respirator, and during that time, I knelt down at the couch and cried out my heart to God, and I felt this wonderful spirit of like a warm blanket just covering me of love and peace, and that God understood and that everything, he had everything under control, and that he loved me. And but just a couple of weeks later, my son passed away, and we were told that this it was a genetic immunodeficiency that could be passed on to my future son's 50-50 chance. We ended up having a large family, which we always wanted, which was 9 children total. Some of our other sons did have the disease, but we went 20 years with everyone living and doing. I mean, we had hospitalizations with our boys, but they mostly live normal lives. And then when in 1994, my 16-year-old son, who was an accomplished artist and violinist and who we loved so dearly, said, "Mom, my stomach hurts after the day after Christmas." And he went through a month of tests. Finally, he had surgery, which we thought it was going to be his gallbladder. And then the doctor said, when we opened him up, he was full of tumors. He's got pancreatic cancer. We cannot. There's nothing we can really do. And he died 1 month later. And that was just a huge shock to us and very hard. But Michael, his name was Michael, he was never, he never cried. He was just brave. He said, "I'm not afraid to die, and I'll do what God wants me to do." And we had a wonderful family meeting sitting around him in a circle, and each of us giving our thoughts and love to him, and we recorded it on a video, and it was wonderful. And when the day he died, it had been snowing all day, and as soon as he died, the sun came out, and when the mortuary guy came and we wheeled him out to the car, there were little tiny crystals of snow falling on his face, but the sun was shining. And it was just magic. It was magical. And it was very comforting in a way. We felt like we were being watched over. And then I lost another son years later when he was 30 years old. I still have 2 sons with the disease who are in their 30s and doing well. I've had breast cancer. My husband had cancer. Almost didn't live, but he did. But then he had Alzheimer's later on and passed away of organ failure. And so in my 72 years, I've been through a lot, and And I know that God has helped me through it all and given me strength day by day. And I just wanted to write this book to tell my story in case it could help other people, because there's a lot of people who are going through hard things. And I want people to have the courage to fight their diseases and to change their doctors if necessary. But there might come a time when you may need to decide to let your loved one go and to let nature take its course. And if that happens, trust God, and he'll give you peace. Anyway, so everyone who's going through hard times of losing loved ones or going through illnesses, I think you could get some inspiration from my book.
Absolutely. I mean, you are a courageous woman, and sharing your story, I think, as a mother, as somebody who lost a child young and then older, and a husband, and your own battles, and what so many people listening to this interview are going through, what a wonderful heart to share that, because you just don't know who you're touching, and especially it's so tough when you're a caregiver, and it can be difficult, and it can be traumatic, and even with faith,
yes,
it's very, very difficult. So
your
message is one of hope, though. Your message is that you will come out on the other side. And how did you come out on the other side of what happened during your life?
Well, just day by day, prayer and scriptures were very important to me. You know, I would pray about something, and I'd read the scriptures or read messages from my church leaders, and I would get a little quote like, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart," or "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind." And what my book is titled, "God Shall Wipe Away All Tears," that's in the book of Revelations. And to know that I totally believe I will see my loved ones that have passed away on the other side and be able to love and meet them again. The scripture says, "God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And just the hope that it's going to be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, then it's not the end.
Right.
Yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that, and again, that hope, and you said it, you can get the book on Amazon, "God Shall Wipe Away All Tears, A Mother's Journal of Caregiving, Tragedy, and Hope." Was it cathartic for you to write the book? Did it feel good to write the book?
Yes. Yeah, it probably was one of my great things of healing. And I actually had kept journals for many years, and also my husband and a couple of my sons that passed away, my 16-year-old and my 30-year-old, they also wrote in journals. And so my book includes a lot from our journals. And so you can get right in the moment of what's happening and what we're feeling, you know. And I think that was very helpful. And sometimes I was just looking back and remembering, and I would be crying while I was typing my manuscript, because I was living through it again, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, I have to say, yes, I have cried. I have cried many tears, and sometimes you just have to, you know.
Right.
We're all human. And, but I always have my faith, and I always go to God and my friends and my family. And it just works.
I like that.
Don't have to,
yeah, I like that.
We don't have to lose our sanity. We don't have to lose our life. We can keep living.
Yeah.
That's what our loved ones would want us to do.
I think that's a perfect note to end on, that that's what our loved ones would want us to do. It is a blessing that you journaled, that you kept this together, and that you put that out there for people, because there are people suffering and they don't have a lot of people to turn to. And even if they turn to God, often they feel alone. So pick up this book, "God Shall Wipe Away All Tears, A Mother's Journal of Caregiving, Tragedy, and Hope." Colleen, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words "dungeon" on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, "What the heck does that mean?" I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. K Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And politics. She is deep into her coffee, which I can relate. I have my coffee cup here, so perfect place to do this here in Author's Corner. And it's interesting, her book and our conversation off the air just left me completely fascinated. I'm just in my mind thinking of East Germany, and we can take you back there to a 14-year-old. Krista, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, you're quite welcome. My pleasure as well.
So let's explain that. So at 14, you were in East Germany, and for people out there listening, you got to think of the communist doctrine, etc. How did you grow up? What was that like?
Well, mostly like anybody else, except with some tyranny at the home front. My mother was ruling with an iron fist, let's put it that way. But besides the home life, well, it was pretty much structured. I had school from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday we had school from 8 till 1 p.m.
Was there much conversation about politics at the dinner table at all?
At the dinner table, not at all. My mother was never interested in politics, and neither was her mother, my Oma. They didn't care. They were more concerned about daily life. What are we going to eat today, and will we have anything tomorrow? Because when I grew up there, we had ration cards. And just because you had ration cards doesn't mean that the items were readily available.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went from that to At 17, you made a huge change. You basically escaped from East Germany. How did that happen?
That right.
Explain that.
God. It took a lot of thought, but it wasn't a whim. I really had to think about it for not just days, but even a week. And I had difficulties not only at home with my mom, but also at school and at work. Politics got in the way of a lot of stuff. I had an opportunity to visit my paternal grandparents who lived in West Germany near Hamburg. And I got permission to visit them for 10 days because allegedly my grandmama was on her deathbed. So this was, see grandma for the last time. But when I got there, she was as healthy as could be, thank goodness. But that's the only reason they gave me permission to go to West Germany on a vacation, so to speak. And boy, was that an eye-opener. While my grandma and one of her friends were having coffee, I didn't drink coffee at that age. I excused myself and I went to the nearest department store and I placed myself right by the cash register. I wanted to see what people were buying. Oh my gosh. my eyes were bugging out because in East Germany, our social studies teachers totally lied to us. They would say things like, oh, the stores are overfilled with American goods, but the Germans, they can't afford them, so nobody's buying it. Well, when I saw Germans buying ready-made pillows, that just about flipped me out.
Wow, so that was the communist doctrine that you were learning in school, and what they were telling you was happening in a place like West Germany, right?
Yes, and since I had the chance to go to West Germany, I took it all in, and I was, at my return to the East, I was overflowing with information to the contrary, and I let it all out. My social studies teacher was so upset about what I reported back from West Germany that he step by step came closer and closer to me, and when I could just about feel his spittle on my face, yuck, disgusting, he yelled at me, "You little Nazi," and he stormed out of the door, out of class, and slammed the door shut. And 2 minutes later, on the intercom in school, I was summoned to the principal's office. Oh, my gosh, when I think back on those days, it was rather
scary. Yeah.
Interesting and upsetting, a lot of upheaval, because I instructed the whole class, all my friends and classmates, what I saw in West Germany. And, of course, the communists didn't want you to talk like that.
Right, planting the seeds, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. My seeds were already well sprouted.
Christian Pear, you're hilarious. The book is called Family and Politics. And then what you learned is you expressed yourself and eventually, of course, left that situation and you ended up in the United States where you have the freedom to say what you want to say. I talk about this on my show all the time. People, I think, that are raised here don't understand sometimes the value of this. And even if we disagree, the incredible freedoms we have. And
exactly.
What was that like for you to have the freedom to express your opinions?
Well, first of all, I was a bit hesitant and afraid to express my opinion because I didn't know what repercussions there would be. And when I realized there weren't going to be any, that you can actually speak your mind, then I just let loose. And I started to really totally value the deepest personal freedom that people here take for granted. They have no idea what it is like to live in a society that is negatively structured towards people.
And so for you, that has to be, and that's what you hope people take away from reading your book, right?
Yes. I would hope that not just my little side adventures, but the freedom that I value so much. And you really don't value it unless you have lived in a deprived area.
Right, and you,
of everything.
And you said that. Yeah.
Thought, yeah, exactly.
Ration cards, where you think that you're, just because you said it, just because you have a ration card doesn't mean you're going to get the food. So what did your
exactly.
family worry about? Of course your mother was focused on that because she wanted to be able to feed everybody. And you know, you went through that too. And then getting out of Germany was no small task either, going from one side to the other. What was the best, if you look back on it, what was the period, the best moment of your life? Life so far?
So far? Oh gosh, there are so many. There are so many. It's like a string of pearls. One just follows the other. The freedom to do things and express yourself is, of course, at the top. But there are so many other freedoms as well. Learning about other cultures. And when I lived in East Germany, I was just surrounded by other fellow East Germans. We all were the same. We all had the same religion. I come from an area, everybody was Lutheran. There wasn't even a discussion about religion because we we just had one in the area where I lived.
Wow. How different. I mean, like you said, I love that description, the string of pearls. So one following the other. And I hope that so many people that are listening to us understand, because this follows suit with what I talk about when I say on my show that Krista, that I don't care if someone's right of right or left of left or somewhere in between, express your opinions. You have the freedom to express and to vote and to be involved. And how important is that? And your book talks about that. Your book talks about communist control and then freedom in a new world. So pick it up. Family and Politics, Krista Bear. Really, really good stuff. And what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having this on the air.
Yeah, so enjoyed this conversation, and thanks to everybody for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.